Hello, Harry. I'm
Legislator
Cole. I'm the only geek legislator taking charge of tech policy making in Taiwan. We are all fully aware that China may develop dangerous AI or authoritarian AI, and Taiwan kind of slow in developing our own AI. Recently, our government may push for a sovereign AI without external oversight. They only have their self-watching and make sure it's safe by themselves. So, and also they're possibly blocking certain AI in the near future. So I want to know that how can we ensure a development of sovereign AI is transparent enough and have a public involvement and doesn't become another authoritarian AI?
And I think a key message about the AI revolution is not to think that, you know, it's a race between bad guys and good guys. There are dangers in all over the world that even the people you think are currently the good guys, if they move too fast, if they move without any thought for safety, this could result in disaster. Like, you think about social media. So, you know, the United States won the race on social media. The United States developed the most powerful social media platforms more than 10 years ago. Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, long before we saw the spread of Chinese social media around the world, like TikTok. And the result was catastrophic. That what really undermined democracies all over the world, including the United States, were not Chinese social media platforms. It was Western social media platforms. So this, I think, is a lesson that we should take to heart. And on the other side, there are at least some areas of potential cooperation, global cooperation, also with China, also with other regimes, because as I said before, about certain problems of AI safety, like the problem of control, the Chinese are as worried as the Americans. So, you know, if one side finds a way, a theoretical breakthrough or a technical breakthrough, how to ensure control of AI, this is something that should be shared with everybody. This is not should be a state secret only for our side, because it would be bad for everybody if another country produces AI that goes out of control. Now, I think what we most need is an institution, an international institution, which is not necessarily even a regulatory institution. First of all, it's an informative institution that simply tells people around the world in different countries and tells different governments what is the current state of AI development and what are the potential dangers. You know, if you think about regulation as teeth, we need eyes before we have teeth. Otherwise, we don't know what to bite. And at the present moment, most people around the world and even most governments are dimly aware, if at all, of the true state of development of AI and of the dangers. If you think about the government, I don't know, of Indonesia, or of Nigeria, or of Argentina, how are they supposed to know what is the cutting edge of AI technology and what are the potential threats? Because this information is mainly in the hands of a few corporations in basically just two countries, the US and China, and these governments. And what we need is, first of all, a trustworthy international institution that could perhaps be established and financed by international agreement, which has no teeth, just eyes, just, you know, enough resources to pay for some of the best talent in the world and to have cutting-edge technology, just to inform people around the world what is happening, what are the dangers, and now let's think about what are the regulations we need.
Yes, thank you.